USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
At the White House coronavirus daily briefing, President Trump updating Americans on the status of the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, who remains in the hospital in London fighting coronavirus.
Americans are also encouraged to learn that Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. And we continue to pray for him and his fast recovery. That's a very, very positive development.
And as for the coronavirus pandemic numbers, right now 450,000 Americans have been infected, 16,000 have died, and 6.6 million Americans have filed for unemployment. And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 285 points, the NASDAQ up 62, and the S&P 500 gaining 39 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More information now from the White House Coronavirus Daily Briefing from Dr. Deborah Birx.
About 118,000 to 120,000 per day are being tested. So we're way over the 750,000 per week currently. So we've tested over 200,000 young people up to age 25. They have about 11% positivity rate. Over 500,000 people between 25 and 45, they have a 17% positive rate. Now remember, in order to get tested, you have to have symptoms. So this gives you an idea of the number of people who have symptoms that are not infected with coronavirus. Another nearly 500,000 people between 45 and 65, their positivity rate is 21%. Another nearly 200,000 between 65 and 85, 22% positive. And a small group of about 30-plus thousand individuals over 85, and they have a 24% positivity rate.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy fed up with the fact coronavirus has become so political. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
House Republican Leader from California Kevin McCarthy says no one should be playing politics with the coronavirus.
I watched what Speaker Pelosi did when we were trying to pass the CARES Act, holding it up. I just watched it repeated today, and to me, just
briefing reporters by phone, McCarthy also criticizes Senate Democrats for blocking Republican moves to add $250 billion to small business relief funds. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A very bizarre story of a woman in Florida charged with violating the governor's coronavirus stay-at-home order. USA Radio's Chris Barnes on what this woman was up to ahead of Easter Sunday.
Investigators say the woman posed as an X-rated Easter bunny. Flagler County residents had reported finding plastic eggs inside their mailboxes filled with pornographic images and goldfish crackers. Detectives say April Cristoni delivered 400 of those eggs since Monday. She's charged with nearly a dozen counts of distributing obscene material, oh yes, and with violating the governor's stay-at-home order. I'm Chris Barnes.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining 285 points, the NASDAQ up 62, and the S&P 500 gaining 39 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.